To conclude our discussion of the halachot associated with Shushan Purim, I want to discuss the particularly strange arrangement that we have this year when Shushan Purim falls on a Shabbat. Now, the Mishnah right at the beginning of Masechet Megillah tells us that if the 14th of Adar falls on Erev Shabbat, then Ayarot Gedolot u'Mukafot Choma Korin Bo Bayom, that both the big cities that usually read on the 14th of Adar, as well as the walled cities, which would usually read on the 15th of Adar, they all read on Friday, Erev Shabbat, which is the 14th of Adar. And the Gemara explains that this is because of a gezeira, a preventative measure, Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos Bishut Harabim, that we're concerned that a person might not know how to read the Megillah, and he'll carry it for Amot in a public domain to take it to a Baki, to take it to a person who can teach him how to read the Megillah. So the reading of the Megillah is brought forward to the Friday. But what we actually have is we find that the observances of Purim are spread in Yerushalayim this year over a three-day period, over the Friday, Shabbat and Sunday. It's what they call Purim Meshulash, a triple Purim or a three-day Purim. So on Erev Shabbat, on the Friday, they read the Megillah and they give Matanot Le'evyonim. Matanot Le'evyonim are always associated with Mikra Megillah because the Aniyim, the poor people, they hear the Megillah in Shul and they know that, oh, they're going to get given money afterwards. So we don't want to delay that. And the Megillah is read before Shabbat rather than after Shabbat, because in the Megillah it says, V'lo Ya'avor, these days have to be observed, V'lo Ya'avor, and they mustn't go past, so it can't be read on the 16th of Adar. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Reish Tzadik, Sifkatan Samach Gimel, Samach Aleph, makes the observation that when Megillah is read, Shelo Bizmana, not in the correct date, i.e., for Yerushalmis, on the 14th of Adar, then it has to be read in the presence of a minion. Generally speaking, we say it's good to read the Megillah in the presence of a minion, but it's not critical. But if it's being read Shelo Bizmana, it has to be read in the presence of a minion. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if there aren't 10 people present at the Megillah reading in Yerushalayim on this year, so then you shouldn't say a bracha over the Mikra Megillah. So that's the Friday, but that's the only observance of Purim that takes place on the Friday, the reading of the Megillah and the giving of Matanot Levyonim. On Shabbat, which is the 15th, so then in the Tefillah in Benching, they say for Al HaNisim. The laning, they have a maftir, which outside Yerushalayim, we don't have a maftir, a special maftir that day. They read the Purim laning as the maftir, Vayavo Amalek. Question is, what do they read as the Haftarah? So this is a rare case. I think the unique case where they read the same Haftarah as they read the Shabbat before, the same Haftarah as Shabbat Zachor, because there isn't a Haftarah anywhere for Purim. So the most appropriate Haftarah for Purim is to do with the war with Amalek, and that's read on Shabbat Zachor, and it's also read a second time the following week. And then there's also a din of Shalim v'Dorshim b'Inyanei Purim that one has to give Divrei Torah and speak about the halachot and the occurrences of and the miracles of Purim on that Shabbat. Interesting Shaila comes up, discussed by the Achronim, Shevet Halevi, Mariel Diskin, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Har Tzvi, about a katan, a child in Yerushalayim, who becomes bar mitzvah on that Shabbat. So if he heard Megillah on the Friday, he wasn't yet a bar mitzvah, he had no chiyuv, he was only a katan then when he heard the Megillah. Does he have to read the Megillah privately himself on the Shabbat? There are those who say that he should, because he's got a chiyuv on his chiyuv kicks in today on the 15th. And that's when he's got to hear Megillah, so he couldn't move it to previously. But it's a machloket in the poskim. On the Sunday, we have the Yerushalmis have the Sudat Purim. That's based on a passage in the Yerushalmi which says that the Sudat Purim has to be on a day when the Purim, when the Suda is specifically for Purim, not on Shabbat when the Suda is for Shabbat. However, there are Achronim who disagree and say that in actual fact the Sudat Purim, they hold that the Bavli disagrees and that the Sudat Purim can be held on Shabbat and that you should have an extra Suda on Shabbat. So that Shabbat you'd have four Sudot, Friday night dinner, Shabbat lunch, Purim Suda, and then Suda Shlishit. The Achronim say you don't really need to worry about that Shita, but some people in Yerushalayim have a minhag to have an extra Tavshil, serve something extra at the Shabbat meal in honor of Purim, and then to have Purim Suda again on the Sunday. Question is, if you're not having the Purim Suda on the Shabbat, why not have it on the Friday when you read Megillah? That would ostensibly make more sense. Rav Osher Weiss discusses this in his Sefer Minchat Asher, brings three reasons why one doesn't do that. One is that we find a model with other mitzvot that if you didn't do the mitzvah at the correct time, then you can catch it up later. But we don't generally have that model that you can do a mitzvah earlier. Purim reading Megillah is an exception because it says in the pasuk v'lo yavor. But generally, we've got a notion of tashlumin. We haven't got a notion of makdimin. Second answer suggested is that in Yerushalayim, they know on Shushan Purim, from Shushan Purim, they count 30 days, and then it's Pesach, and then they count 7 days of Pesach. But if Purim is over on the Friday, so then they might come to count 30 days from the Friday, and they'll start observing Pesach early, and they'll finish observing Pesach early. That's in the days of calendars and communities, that's not so likely to happen. And a third suggestion made is that people are very busy on Friday getting ready for Shabbat. So it's true, if that's really Purim, then you need to have your Purim Suda then. But if it's not really Purim, then maybe you don't need to have your Purim Suda then. An interesting suggestion is given by Rav Shlomo Kluger as to why you don't have the Purim Suda on Shabbat, besides what the Yerushalmi says. But he says on Purim there's a mitzvah of Ad Delo Yada, that you should drink enough that you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Aro Haman. But on Shabbat you've got a mitzvah, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, to remember Shabbat. If you're drunk to the extent that you don't know between Mordechai and Haman, then you won't be able to remember Shabbat either at all, and you'd be missing out on that mitzvah. So you need to delay the Suda till the Sunday. In any event, in Yerushalayim, when you have Purim Meshulash, it's certainly a very jolly occasion. It always happens the same year when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat, so you've got those two complicated issues combined in the same year. Ad Kan.